WXC Speedway, Howard Dobson, Aaron Driver, Ian Dibbage, your commentary team. We go live. Here we go.
Allard on the outside.
Brilliant stuff from Allard. He just got there. He held in nice and tight and just got the slingshot start, and Eagleton up to third. So Eagleton got in front of Rodney Wood. Watch for Sammy Swindell coming through. Allard shots. That's your race leader at the moment. Then we go back to the three of Eagleton. 51 of Rodney Wood. 71 McDonald. McDonald running low side. But at the moment, Allard. Oh, problems. We're going to run around. It's Duff. Duff spins in the middle of turns number one and two, right under the middleman super screen here, and it'll bring on the caution with 34 laps to go.
Yeah, I saw what happened there, guys. The 55 car, the pale blue car, that got into the hole and bounced a bit, and the Duff car got out of the gas and tried to avoid it, but couldn't avoid. They didn't make contact, but he did hit it. So I'm just going down here to have a look how rough this part of the track is. I saw the TQs and the midgets bouncing through there.
Will tyre wear be important in this one, Graham?
Yes, it will. 35 laps is a long time, and they've got sort of hard compound tyres on, but really soft tyre pressure. Soft tyre pressure usually means, on this sort of track, a higher tyre temperature also. So, yes, tyre wear will be a factor, but in having said that, when I saw Brock Maskovich's car pull it after the race, the tyre wear was minimal, so it's hard to know, but 35 laps is a long time with these winged warriors and 800 horsepower, 600 kilos.
So side by side restart is the call. Donnie Schatz and Jonathan Allard. So Jonathan Allard, the lead car, he will choose to start inside or outside. He's electing to run the outside as Jamie Duff gets a restart, forcing Schatz on the pole line in that critical turn one. Graham, what is it like down there?
It's enormous. It probably doesn't look that big from the stands, but right into turn one, there's this big groove about a metre off the pole line, and I would say it's about 200 to 250 millimetres deep, and that's when the cars hit that. That's what the problem is. So it's a big hole, and if they get caught up in that, that causes a catastrophe.
Well, there you go. That's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. So the blackboard is coming out. What's going that for? Let's have a look. It is for the 19 of Duff to the rear of the field. I think you're fine, so it's okay to go. One in the book, folks, 34 laps to go. WXC Speedway World Sprint Car Classic. Schatz and Allard amble around. Watch the start. The Americans dealing it to the Kiwis. Here we go. Oh, this time Allard gets the start. Yes, he does. Eagleton's forced down low, and Rodney Wood will run to the top shelf. Round the outside he goes. Brilliant action. Further back, Torby gets like a bullet shot out the back. Rodney Wood now. Battle up front, eating up. Battle up front as Allard just drives away from the American Schatz. Wood now into third place. No, Eagleton manages to get there. Battles and Pickens almost bounces off the concrete men's mid-pack. So Dion Kendall goes low side on Jamie McDonald.
Oh.
Watch for slamming Sammy Swindell. He will be coming through, a man on a mission from grid position, number 15 on the grid. Schatz with a big slide job on Allard, forcing Allard wide. Can't quite get there. And the battle stations are epic. Pickens, though, he is right on the down deck of the Auckland champion, Jamie Larson, currently running in position 9 and 10. Out in front, it's Allard. Schatz is hugging the pole line. Oh, Eagleton, right out by the concrete. Mentors manages to brush it any higher. Oh, McDonald spins, brings on a yellow. They all miss him. McDonald spins and brings on a yellow. And the exit to turn number four. Drama at one end with a huge hole, and drama at another end with a slick track, Graham Standring.
Oh, really interesting to watch the two lines of these drivers, with Allard running the high groove and Schatz running the low groove in turn one. Now, the advantage of running the high groove is that he carries his momentum. Schatz looks like he closes up, but Allard carries momentum. The disadvantage is much higher wheel RPM and therefore higher tyre wear. At the bottom groove, where Schatz is, the advantage is it's shorter around there and he closes up really quickly, but he doesn't carry the momentum. The other disadvantage is that he hits the hole, and that could, lap after lap, 35 times, could cause some damage to his car.
We have got 31 laps to go. 31 to go. So Donnie Schatz will elect again to be pushed to the inside. The battle for third and fourth is intriguing between Wood and Eagleton, Graham. They're really just going at it.
They are. Both really, really good drivers. And Daniel Eagleton, by far and away, the most improved sprint car driver that we've seen in a long time. So he's really bringing them out of the bag, but Rodney Woods, a seasoned campaigner, doing a great job, doesn't race here very often, so Daniel, you would think, would have an advantage having been more of a local here.
Here we go, on of the green we are, and Allard this time, and Wood! Wood tries to get up the inside of Schutz. Schutz now to the top shelf. Donnie Schutz has got the high line. Is he going to try and now squeeze Allard? Allard's now what Allard does. Allard goes on Schutz with a massive slide job. Brilliant stuff, and it got there. Allard tries to get the drive off. We've got a new race leader with 30 to go. New race leader is Donnie Schutz from Fargo, North Dakota. And the Tony Stewart Racing 15 STB car. Allard is right behind him in the Zero USA. Well, here comes Dion Kendall driving through the mid-pack. Swindell is starting to peel off cars. He's now running in position number 7 from 15. An 8-car advantage by Sammy Swindell. Eagleton into third. Dion Kendall, Rodney Wood, Daniel Thomas, Sammy Swindell. Swindell underneath Thomas. I tell you what, lap traffic will spice this race up well and truly. But look at the commanding lead by Donnie Schutz.
So it's America 1, 2 and 6, slamming Sammy. What a comeback from the back of the grid, 15th to 6th is Sammy.
He's loving that low line. He's racing with Rodney Wood from Bay Park. Up the inside, he goes with a brilliant textbook pass on Rodney Wood. Wood just needs to stick with him.
It's now USA 1, 2 and 5. Can they do the clean sweep?
Oh, the Kiwis will be ripping the grandstands apart. Oh, Eagleton, again, way up high. What's he doing? Daniel Eagleton, you have to hold your breath every time we go into the corner here. He's basically slapping the concrete fence at WXC Speedway Western Springs. Here comes lap driver. Now Allard has the advantage. He knows the local drivers, but Schutz, he's on a mission. He is driving superbly. Oh, problems further back for Daniel Thomas and Pickens coming together. But Swindell now, he will be sweating on an error on a yellow light to try and close the gap. We've got 24 laps to go. 24 laps to go as Duff gets into the back of Tyrrell. Again, these cars are battling with it. Schutz driving superbly. Graham Standring.
Yeah, just keep an eye on Donnie Schutz. His car's not so sideways coming off the turn compared to Allard and Eagleton. He's keeping that car straight, which means that he's saving his tyres. So tyres, yes, they are a factor, and Schutz is doing absolutely the right thing. You just watch him keeping his car dead straight.
Allard is closing the gap. There was a two-car gap between himself and Donnie Schutz, and now there is no one between them. Swindell's got past Kendall. Sammy Swindell's knocking on the podium.
Sammy is now fourth. USA, first, second, and fourth. The only Kiwi in it, Daniel Eagleton, who's third.
And running right up by the rail. We've got 20 laps to go. 10 in the books, a third of the way home as Pickens has got past Rodney Wood. Oh, Swindell in the fence. He manages to save it. He clips the fence down in front of the start-finish line. Well, Sammy driving superbly. Is that going to cause damage to the USA 1 car? Yes, it is. Something's rubbing. There's smoke coming from the right rear tyre of Sammy Swindell. Well, he's no master of this. He won the feature last week with a broken Jacobs ladder. His shots put a lap down on Jamie McDonald as Allard comes in as well. Swindell is driving superbly. Here's the battle, though, for thick lap traffic for Donnie Schutz, 18 to go, make it 17. Almost halfway home in this one.
Keep your eye on the 3NZ of Daniel Eagleton. He's currently third. He's the only one stopping the Americans from a clean sweep.
Swindell right up high as he gets round another two. Yes, Graham Standring.
Yeah, Eagleton's car doesn't look that good. It looks like he's got a problem with the right rear.
He's got a flat right rear tyre.
Oh,
drama for Eagleton. Eagleton's got a flat right rear tyre. Swindell into third place by default.
USA 1, 2 and 3.
Oh, you wouldn't have scripted it any better. American dominating here. Eagleton's night has been ended. Swindell up the inside of Pickerel. Well, here comes Michael Pickens, though. Michael Pickens is coming with a late charge with 15 to go. Allard trying to put a ton of pressure on the yokel Kiwi boys to get through the lap traffic.
Pickens now fourth, the best of the NZers.
Oh, but up Donnie Schutz's car looks horrible at the end of it. There's drama at one end. Oh, as Schutz bounces off the concrete fence. Well, there's drama in this one. Schutz has got a one-car gap as Allard's got some loose cars in front of him. Sammy Swindell comes past the commentary box now. Here he goes. Sammy Swindell is now going under the start-finish line with the 13 laps to go. America 1, 2 and 3. The Americans They're turning it up here tonight.
They are, but the Swindell car doesn't look very good. It looks unsettled. It looks like it's got a problem in the right rear.
He hit the fence in dramatic form, Graham, off the pit gate that Sammy Swindell has shot. It's an heavy lap driven. He's going to lap everyone up to sixth position as Johnny Schott. Fantastic with 12 laps to go.
I think Pickens can smell blood here.
Pickens is reeling him in. Here comes Pickens.
He's fourth, Pickens.
He is fourth, and he can see that he's closing on him, so that'll make it interesting, but keep an eye on Schott through traffic. An absolute master.
Oh, Schott's just, you said that, Graham. He just gets held up in some heavy lap traffic. Ella jumps that massive rut. Wheel stands and keeps it going. Schott threads the needle beautifully. Pickens now, he's desperately trying to reel in Schott and Sammy Swindell. Fast and furious.
So the best of the Kiwis, Pickens, car number 54, he's fourth, followed by Dion Kendall, he's fifth, car number 7, Jamie Duff making up the top six, he's car number 19.
Well, that's the way it rolls at the moment. Donny Schott, though, has got 9 laps to go. Pickens, though, he's way up high. Pickens in the fence! Oh, Pickens in the fence!
He's okay, he's okay!
Nation's hearts all sack for a moment, but he keeps it there on, and the precious lint test is still on Sammy Swindell.
And Pickens is still on the pace.
Schott is having trouble getting past the 19 car.
Schott's
really being held up by him.
He can't go inside, he can't go outside. And look,
it's Duff
here.
And Kendall holding up Schott.
Oh, sensational scene here at Western Springs. 6 to go.
Allard now bridging the gap on Schott.
Schott is under a ton of pressure. What's going on? Where's Sammy Swindell? He's got a one car gap between himself and the car of Michael Pickens. 5 to go. 5 laps to go. They're all on like Donkey Kong for this one. Michael Pickens spins and brings on a yellow with 5 to go.
Well,
Michael,
what a shame.
Pickens, he was the only Kiwi knocking on the door with 5 laps to go. The drama of the World Sprint Car Series Classic finale.
To be fair to Pickens, it was a great recovery because the wall was coming fast. He did well not to kiss it.
Well, he'd already kissed it once. Graham Standring, what does this mean now?
Well, this is an American front row, and remember who's won the starts each time. So it will be interesting to see whether Schott takes the inside or the outside. And this will be all important because the Allard car hasn't been that good off the line so far. So
the best Kiwi Graham to stop an American clean sweep right now is Jamie Duff. Jamie Duff is now fourth and stands between New Zealand and an American clean sweep.
Yeah, forget about the American clean sweep. That's going to happen. So,
well, I don't know so much. Swindell's car.
I'm going to see if I can have a look at it as it comes by, but he's getting in the turns and getting a push, and all sorts of things are going wrong with this car, so it just doesn't look comfortable.
He hit the fence by the sound side behind you, Graham. He clipped that fence and ran along the concrete while trying to find some traction out wide, and then it's looked a bit spirally since then. Yes, Ian Durbridge?
Actually, I'm right down here with Michael Eggleton. Very disappointing for you, for young Daniel.
Yeah, he'll be gutted. He puts his heart and soul into it, and he was driving his ass off. I think there was a bit of nerve bar on the track. He's possibly picked that up, but same thing happened last weekend. The old disappointment's pretty high. The highs are high and the lows are real low around here.
Well, he's got a chance. He's still got a chance for the national title.
Yeah. I mean, you always go out and try again, but it's a little bit gut-wrenching, but that's how it is, you know.
Enjoy a few drinks afterwards. You tried hard.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, this start's going to be mammoth, so keep an eye out for this. The lights are out. They're going to take the green.
Can Duff pull the rabbit out the hatch? The South Island boys, all we've got left between the clean sweep of the Americans, and we're away.
Jamie Duff, car number 19, the yellow and black.
He's going to go and look underneath Swindell if he can. They all check up behind the Americans. USA Donny Schott, USA Allard, USA Swindell, 1, 2, and 3. Here comes the Kiwi boy. 4 laps to go. 4 to go. Drama here as Rodney Wood starting to run out wide. Is he going to find a late bit of form? But I think it could be a foregone conclusion. Donny Schott, Jonathan Allard. Then we've got the one USA of Swindell. This is a fantastic night of action here for this one, the Porter Group. Well, Allard spins while sitting in second.
Wow.
We couldn't have scripted it any better. Goodness gracious me, it's an everything, absolutely everything.
I just absolutely don't know what happened there. Either it's an engine problem and it seized up, or whether he brake stalled the engine after it'd been through the hole or whatever. They're rocking the car at the moment, trying to get it out of gear. So, not looking so good.
Great chance for Duff to make the podium.
The South Island boy, what can he do? He's going to be knocking on the door of Donny Schott and Sammy Swindell. And here comes Rodney Wood as well. So it's got everything this race.
Duff and Wood could spoil the clean sweep. We know that there's a Kiwi going to make the podium, surely.
Well, we'd hope so. We'd hope a Kiwi would make the podium. It would be an absolute dramatic finish if there wasn't, Dobbo.
Is Allard gone, Berger?
No, he's not. He's
on the back of the tyre.
And he'll be getting a push start, and he'll have to start at the rear of the
field. So he's got to come from the rear. So he needs a miracle to make the podium.
He ain't going
to
make the podium.
No, three laps to go.
Dobbo. Mate, you said you've seen it all. I'm hoping that could still happen.
Dobbo's doing Hail Marys in the box up here. I tell you now, Allard car, no, she doesn't look very healthy. Oh, well, we've seen it all here tonight at WXC Speedway. Donny Schott, Sammy Swindell does not want to go up high, but the lights are out. Surely someone has to go up high around the outside of Swindell. Well, no, this is what's going on. Rodney Wood's in there as well. We're going to go. Here we go. Duff now. What's he going to do? Duff go around the outside of Swindell. Duff and Swindell. Swindell jumps the inside of him. Here comes Dion Kendall around the outside.
Duff and Kendall. Oh, New Kendall. Zealand, second, third.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. Kendall now into third position. This will be the biggest victory he's ever had. Rodney Wood's now attacking him. This is unbelievable.
Hey, we could have a Kiwi clean sweep if the Schott's goes south.
White flag for Donny Schott. I've seen it all here tonight. Kendall's just got to hold on. Swindell's coming back at him. White flag, one to go. Drama, sensational scenes here at WXC Speedway. Donny Schott into turn three, out of four. He will win the World Series Classic, and he will take it. Jamie Duff in second. Slam and Sammy Swindell crawls across the line in third, followed by Dion Kendall. This is an absolutely everything. Oh, goodness gracious me. Well, what a night. What an absolute fantastic night of racing we have had. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, make some noise as they come round. You have witnessed a spectacular, simply spectacular feature race tonight. And Donny Schott will win the World Series Classic here at Western Springs Speedway for the STP 15. Have you ever seen anything like it, Dobbo?
And the first to go off was Allard. He had second and he let it slip between his fingers.
Well, it'll be scenes of jubilation on the infield. Donny Schott, the American. He will come across time constraints here at WXC Speedway. May force, depending on Graham, we're running short of time.
I know, we've only got
4 minutes. 2 minutes.
Ian Durbridge, what a night in the box.
It certainly has been, and as you say, it's half past nine coming up very shortly, so we'll be off the air very shortly. But don't forget, next Saturday, it's all going to happen again for midgets, this time for the New Zealand title.
Here he is, Donny Schott. He will win, and he'll climb the back of the car. Make some noise, WXC Speedway. What a night. Drama.
And what a big night for Duff. The Cantabrian, who had a shocker in the pole shuffle last week, gets second in the feature. Great drive by the Cantabrian.
Graham Standring trackside with Donny Schott.
Okay, we're moving over here just a bit closer to the camera. The cable's a bit short. Someone parked on the cable. Donny's just congratulating crew chief Eric, whose birthday it is tomorrow. He'll be 34 years of today. His birthday's today, 34 years old today. So crew chief who crews for Tony Stewart. Donny, fantastic. 5 times World of Outlaw champion. This must be really nice to come to New Zealand and go well.
It's anytime you get the win, it feels good. You know, we really had our hearts set on winning last week. But I did the best I could, and I couldn't get a win tonight. These guys have such a good time. Look forward to seeing Danny Lenich and Ivan Salak and all these guys and racing with them just a couple nights a year. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to get a trophy for them. It's awesome. And Eric's birthday today, so that always helps. Makes the trip just awesome.
That's fantastic. Now, tell me what you were thinking on the yellows.
Well, you know, I was trying to push the issue as hard as I could in lap traffic and try to get as much cushion as I could. And you're going to have yellows. You know, on the first couple starts, you know, I don't know if Jonathan was very good, but I kind of let him go, and just to see where he was running at and how good he was, I figured if I was good enough, I'll get by him. If not, I probably won't win. But it's a long race. A lot of things change. Your car changes so much. The track changes. And, you know, Eric did a good job of making all the right adjustments. And, you know, the American Racing tires just got better and better and better. So it's fun to be able to race on different tires like that and feel what the difference is. And, man, they did a phenomenal job.
Okay, thanks very much, Donnie.
Thanks, everybody, for having me. I appreciate you. Let me come.
There he is. Thanks very much to Donnie Schotts at Grahamstown on the infield. Folks, that's it for us.